Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
I am doing question mark, Millennial Ben.
Presented by Brakes Plus.
Here's one. I like this one with this certainly being in the news. Mark, do you believe that Tiger Woods' accident was just an accident? Meaning, you know, he has had his battles before with prescription painkillers and such.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that there was anything like that involved, or do you think this was just an accident?
I just think it's an accident. And I think there are times, well, like, accidents can be exacerbated. You know, the odds of accidents are exacerbated when you're doing something stupid. And this goes for everybody. And my wife always tells this to our kids. It's not an accident. Like, if it could have been prevented and you're doing something you know you shouldn't be doing, then, like, you have to take some of the responsibility. If you're going 75 and I don't know what he was going, there's speculation that he was speeding, and they say there's a lot of speeding that goes on in that particular area.
They say the car rolled. This is an astounding revelation from the accident. They said his car rolled 700 feet.
Yeah.
700 feet! The fact that this guy walked, well, you know what I mean, relatively, yeah, but came away from this with only the injuries he had,
mm-hmm,
is remarkable.
Right. And so I'm saying, like, I think it was an accident, but it was an accident because I have to, as I was sitting there watching, had no, you know, just was watching kind of the scene unfold as they were reporting on it yesterday on every news channel. I looked at that and said, you're coming around a corner. You're going way too fast. The sun is coming up because it was like at 7 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, you hit the median and lost control of your vehicle. And then you rolled across two lanes of traffic. Like you said, 700 feet up a hill. I mean, you had to be doing 70 something in a 45. And so, yeah, I do think it was an accident. I think it was an accident exacerbated by extreme speed, and I don't know what, you know, he was late for or what he was doing or whatever, but accidents are far more likely to happen when you're being careless, and that would be careless or reckless driving. If they can determine you're going 75 and a 45, that's reckless driving.
All right, we thank you for that question. Tell me why I'm wrong Wednesday.
I like this one.
Oatmeal is better than cream of wheat. Mark, tell me why I'm wrong.
Ooh. Really? Interesting. Oatmeal. With a little bit of brown sugar in there.
Oh,
cream of wheat with a little brown sugar.
No. I'm,
dude, you don't like cream of wheat?
Not better than good old oatmeal. No.
I don't know. I mean, they're both good, Mike.
Remember, who are we talking to? Wait a minute. When in your life have you ever eaten cream of wheat or oatmeal? You've always had to, like, pack on weight. I can't imagine you ever had anything like that. I'm sure you were always bacon and eggs and gravy and butter and cream cheese and
all
sounds delicious, by the way.
Yes. No, I'm a big cream of wheat fan. I love cream of wheat. I love oatmeal, too. Bacon, eggs, biscuits with gravy, hash browns.
I love
it with
hash.
Onions in there.
Oh, you love your hash.
Corned beef hash.
Right.
I am a corned beef hash connoisseur. That is like, that. You know, this is, man, that's like, what do you like? Like, tell me why I'm wrong. New York steak is better than a ribeye. Or, you know, like, hey, filet mignon is better than New York. Dude, they're both delicious.
Canadian.
Like, yeah, bacon. Like, hey, you know, smoked bacon is better than peppered bacon, but it's bacon. They're both delicious.
They are both delicious.
So I can't, that one, that's just that automatic disqualification. I love both.
From Canadian Maddie, your form of Rockies protest is laughable. With the Dodgers, Red Sox, Angels, Cubs, Yankees, and Cardinals fans always filling the stands, the Monforts will get their money and won't give two farts about you. Tell me why I'm wrong.
We may have a winner.
Okay, so what were the teams? Let me hear. Give me those teams again.
Dodgers, Red Sox, Angels, Dodgers. Cubs, so, Yankees, Cardinals. I mean, you can keep going. I mean,
well, that's where you're wrong.
You know, if the Phillies come to town.
That's where you're wrong. Yeah, Phillies, Padres.
Giants.
Giants would be part of that. Pretty much any team that comes to town, Yankees, whatever team comes to town.
Dick Monfort doesn't really worry about alienating the Rockies fan base because he knows there'll be fans from all over coming in, and he's okay with that.
Coors Field happens to be It just happens to be a field of dreams. And Monfort is Kevin Costner.
Yep.
If you build it, they will come.
Yep.
Listen, you're right, Dexter.
Canadian Maddie, congrats.
Canadian Maddie.
You're on the board.
You are 100% right.
I know Canadian Maddie. He's going to be strutting around all day going, ha! Ha! Hey, guess what I did today?
Yeah. Huh. You're not wrong. The Monforts know that you can sit there and talk a good game. Doggone it, I'm not going down there. Until your buddies call and say, dude, let's go sit in the rock pile and drink beers today. Let's roll up to the upper deck.
Party deck
and have a couple of beers and watch the Giants come to town or the Padres. I love that Tatis kid, man. He's fun to watch.
Rushed.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Scherzer's pitching.
Right.
Come on. We got to go see Mad Max's pitching tonight. Let's roll. Come on. Of course you're going. Heck, I'm going.
Right.
We're all going.
Right.
We can be mad.
Right.
We're like a bunch of petulant children. Stomp your feet. Yeah.
Dodgers come into town. All the Red Sox fans who miss Mookie.
Yeah.
Put on their Mookie Red Sox jerseys and go root for Mookie. Mookie, we miss you.
Right. Blow out your eyes. You're welling up. You're all teared up. It's like, you know, it's when granddaughters get upset. They're all teared up. And then you say, hey, let's go to Starbucks and get a cake pop.
Yay! We're going. Woohoo! Here's another one. Mark has selective memory about Broncos players signing early with Elway. Derek Wolfe and Chris Harris. Need I remind you? Tell me why I'm wrong.
For every one guy that you can say signed early, there are plenty of guys that you let hit free agency, right? That you knew were...
Or you ended up probably overpaying to stay here.
Right. So I just like, yeah, there's always exceptions to the rule. The other thing you have to understand is that like Chris Harris, Wolf was a second rounder and, you know,
Harris was undrafted.
Yeah, he was undrafted. So I think there's a little bit of a difference there, but yeah, there were certainly some guys that did sign a bit early. But for the most part, your prominent players that you knew were prominent players, you knew that Von Miller was a great player. To let him actually hit free agency, like, think about what's going on in Dallas right now. Think about what's, and although they tried to get him done, but again, you wait. When you wait on your prominent players, when you wait on your best players, when you wait on your Pro Bowl players, when you wait on your All-Pro players, and you let them get into that final year, come on, you don't think, like, I know they wanted Brock Osweiler, right? I know they wanted him to stay here.
had you come to him a year earlier, like in training camp, when he was still a backup, and offered him $8 a year as a second rounder, you know, to be a legitimate backup with the potential of usurping Peyton or whatever, you don't think he would have taken that as opposed to getting $18 million a year from the Texans? Like even if it was $10 million, I'm just, you know, throwing that out there. So, yeah, there's always been some. There will always be exceptions to every, you know, every rule. But when you let it happen to guys that you know are prominent players that have developed as young superstar, potential superstars in this league, and you let them get to free agency, that to me is a failure of the organization to get it done.
Tell me why I'm wrong Wednesday on the RamosLive.com text line, 303-713-1043. Going to dinner with D-Mac and Evans would be a nightmare. Mark, tell me why I'm wrong. So some context here.
Right.
He owes you a steak dinner.
Yes.
To pay off a bet.
Correct.
In which he said Patrick Mahomes would not get a new contract before the Chiefs instead use the fifth-year option.
Right.
Which you
was like, correctly, that's foolish.
That's foolish, and
mm-hmm.
he was wrong, and Patrick Mahomes got his new deal because he's Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, it speaks volumes to this team and, like, how much heart and determination that we have.
Phenomena. Phenomena. Phenomena.
He and his wife / fiance, whatever she is, they had a little baby girl.
They did. Congratulations to the moms. Millennial pen in my ear.
Wow.
Wow. You know what? I'm not going to say it. I'm going to let you say it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, crack the mic.
I said Tom Brady is now a grandpa. Congratulations, Tom.
That's good.
Yeah, that was actually sad.
That's whole milk right there. That's whole milk right there.
That was.
Chief fan right now is,
what do you mean? What do you mean? He's not my daddy. I mean, he's not his daddy. I mean, he's millennial fan. Millennial.
That's actually really good, millennial. I wish I would have thought of it.
By the way, let's get this plug in there for Millennial Ben, who has a blog up and running at DenverFan.com. Yes.
Wait, let me guess. He gave away every first rounder for the next, I don't know, for as long as Watson is a starting quarterback in Denver, he'll give you every first rounder that they have for the perpetuity.
He said the most millennial thing ever yesterday. So after the show, we were debating Watson. He says, "Oh, I'd give up 5 number ones for Watson. Wouldn't even think twice." I said, "Yes, and once you give up that kind of haul, the expectations, this guy's going to deliver, you know, Super Bowls and AFC championships, mm-hmm. right? Well, no, I mean, if he goes to just one AFC championship game, it'd be worth it." I'm like, what? You're getting a 5 number ones for a guy that you think is going to be here for about 15 years and you're already capping it at one AFC championship appearance? Are you nuts?
You have to understand.
Raise the bar a little bit more, Millennial Ben.
See, here's the thing. You got to give Millennial Ben a break. He grew up a Detroit fan, and then he worked in Jacksonville for
good
a long
point.
Time, right? I mean, he knows nothing but misery.
Good point.
Right?
Talk about a low bar.
Yeah.
You're right. Never mind.
Essentially, he was born in the equivalent of NFL prison. Is like he was born. Yeah. He's done nothing but peered through bars his whole life.
So check out his blog at DenverFan.com. But anyway, going back to the dinner. So you know, whether or not he forgot his explanation, mm-hmm. D-Mac's explanation, he forgot.
I believe that.
All right. Well, luckily for you and for him, because I don't want him to be known as somebody who welches on a bet, I reminded everybody that he owed you a steak dinner.
Mm-hmm.
To which he said, "Oh, yeah, you're right. Curse that Mike Evans for remembering." And now you're going to get a steak dinner. But I think I should be included since I'm the one that's responsible for resuscitating this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to accompany you two.
He's already said you're not invited. He told me when he hosted on Monday, make sure that Mike understands that he's not invited.
Oh, come on.
By the way,
I won't order
you guys
the biggest,
would be,
you
I
guys,
won't order the biggest steak.
You guys would be great company.
I would enjoy the heck out of going to dinner with the two of you. Great company.
I'm sensing a snarky.
No, absolutely
I
not.
I don't think you really mean that.
Listen, I have said this many, many times. I will say it again. And regardless of whether you're a Mike Evans fan or not, or whether you're a DMAC fan or not, I will put you two guys as hosts up against any hosts in the country.
Aw, thank you.
And I've done plenty of national radio and everything else. You guys are as good as it gets. And Denver needs to recognize that.
We thank them for that.
Literally, so. I will put this station and the hosts we have on this station up against any station in America.
Yes.
We could take this show on the road.
Anywhere.
104.3 The Fan, anywhere.
Yep.
In any market. And crush, because we have, honestly, it really is. And I've told you this a million times. I'm pumping your tires here. But what was the one thing I said to you when we started doing this show? I said, your job is to do what?
Oh, my job is to run the show and allow you to run around in the show.
Exactly.
Right.
Your job is way harder than mine.
Yes, it is, actually.
It just is.
Keeping you focused.
Right. But that's the purpose and why, to me, you and DMAC are as good as it gets. And
see, people think our quarterback debates are all manufactured. Which is not true at all. I mean, we both believe steadfast in what we believe. Now, we don't let it become personal.
Right.
Although, when texts like this come in, I kind of enjoy reading them. Here's one. Mark, DMAC is undoubtedly unathletic and underqualified to give analysis on NFL teams. His quarterback theories prove that he was a nerd in school and most certainly was hit too many times with dodgeballs in the face. We all love the guy, but really he should be breaking down mini golf on the Ocho. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Oh, you're wrong because I'm not saying that I'm not saying that you're wrong about DMAC.
Oh, you're really searching here right
now. No. I'm not saying that you're wrong about DMAC being, you know, like having a ridiculous view of quarterbacks. And
that changes constantly.
Right.
Literally daily.
Right. I'm not saying that you're wrong in that. Because you're right in that. But DMAC's entitled to an opinion, just like you're entitled to an opinion, just like I'm entitled to an opinion. Just because DMAC's opinion is wrong, it doesn't mean he's not entitled to it. And it doesn't mean that he hasn't put in a lot of thought and a lot of effort. And it doesn't mean that he doesn't believe what he believes. You know who is, I think, probably accused. And he's the guy I would consider him a friend. Skip Bayless.
Mm.
Like, the thing about Skip is, I mean, he does, like, that dude grinds. That dude watches everything. That guy, like, he really works. Skip works. There's nobody who works any harder than Skip. And Skip really believes the nonsense that comes out of his lips. He literally believes. Now, I don't know if it's just he said it enough in his own mind that he believes it, but he legitimately believes that Tebow got blackballed out of the NFL. Yeah, he legitimately believes that Tebow could have won. He's like DMAC, could have won multiple championships.
Oh, that's where DMAC got it from. Okay, now I know who to blame.
Yeah, well, but he legitimately believes the nonsense. And it, like, no matter what you, and here's the deal. I respect the fact that you have an opinion and that you have formulated in your own head and your own mind throughout your own research that your opinion, you know, is gospel to you. I mean, it's nonsense to most of us,
right,
but it's gospel
right,
to you.
Right. And I think that's what we're seeing right now is that as more and more people realize that his quarterback ramblings are incoherent, that he's become desperate. A desperate man is resorting to desperate attempts. And we saw it again yesterday. As you know, I was out doing business. All of a sudden, I got a couple texts. Oh, they're after you again. I'm like, what? Again? Can they go a show without talking about you and I? Right?
Yeah.
So I had made the point over the weekend. I was on with Dan Jacobs, who I said, he was talking about Andy Dalton. You know, how can you like Andy Dalton? I go, well, for the role we're talking about here, to bring in somebody to compete with Drew Lock with the plan that Locke is still, you still hope that Locke can be the guy. You still believe Locke can be the guy, but you got to have some veteran competition / mentor. Yeah, I think that Andy Dalton would fit that bill. I think that, Jacoby Brissett, Ryan Fitzpatrick, you know, guys like that would fit that bill, right? Yeah. Innocent enough, right? We talked about Alex Smith today. I'd throw him in the pool as well. So yesterday, D-Mac, egged on by Tyler, who did a masterful job of it, by the way. It's like, oh, look at, all of a sudden, Evans is now like, just pick one. Pick any of them. I thought he was the pick one guy. Pick any of them now. Mm-hmm. And I'm just listening. So I listened to it afterwards, and I'm just shaking my head. I'm like, are you kidding me? Really? These are the levels that you're resorting to now? Look, free agency, I once again, let me explain football to DMAC, okay? Free agency is different than the draft. The draft, you have the pick. If you want the player, he's yours. Free agency, you have to recruit the player. You have to agree on money. You're competing with other teams for his services. Maybe his asking price becomes too high. Maybe you have a budget and other free agent needs, so you have to move on. We are talking about much different roles here. The plan is to have Locke start, but have some competition with the idea that the guy will accept a backup role if he loses. Not every free agent quarterback will be okay with that. A draft pick is made with the idea he's going to be the guy. You know it. He knows it. Plus signing a veteran free agent to a 1 or 2 year deal at relatively cheap free agent money. That's a huge difference compared to using a top 5 or top 10 pick on a guy that you're banking on to be the face of your franchise and the guy who plays the most important position in all of sports for your team for the next 4 or 5 years. He's trying to compare the two as safe. They're totally different. So, yeah, when it comes to free agent quarterbacks for this kind of a specific role we're talking about, sure, I'll give you 4 or 5 guys. I don't have any problem with that. But please, D-Mac, please. Consider this your latest lesson in football, man. For a guy who claims to be smart about football, boy, he shows he's kind of clueless about it as time marches on.
I mean, it's just the overall, any quarterback. I mean, he even said it on his own show. Well, now you got to draft a guy in the first round, just get a mediocre quarterback. Why do I want to waste a first round pick on somebody that I think is going to be mediocre at best just because I'm desperate for the quarterback position? That makes no sense to me. That really doesn't. And as far as, like, I was listening to their show a week ago or so, and, you know, they were commenting like they do on every show. They were commenting about our show. And so they were talking about, you know, my, hey, Andy Dalton, you know, and the bottom, the premise is if you get to the point where you won't cross that line for the value of Deshaun Watson, you can't get a Deshaun Watson, or they're not willing to trade Deshaun Watson, you bring in Andy Dalton, right? As a veteran quarterback, right? As a bridge gap for a year or two or whatever it is, right? And so they were commenting on that, and they said, well, obviously, now this was in one segment. Well, obviously, I mean, obviously, first off, let me just go on the record right now. If Andy Dalton came in here and competed with Drew Lock, there wouldn't be a competition. Andy Dalton would win the starting quarterback position. If all things being equal, if they weren't just giving it to Drew Lock, there is no question that Andy Dalton would win that competition. Do you agree with that?
I mean, yeah, because of what I have is my most recent memories of Drew Lock, but this whole exercise is based on the idea that we think that Lock could make some kind of a jump here.
But I'm just saying, as currently constructed,
yes, I think Andy Dalton would beat him out, yes.
So D-Mac and Tyler both agreed. They said, oh, well, I mean, obviously Drew Lock would win that competition. That was their first premise.
And then within the same segment, within a minute, they both said, so then how long is Drew Lock the starter? Oh, 5 or 6 weeks before Andy Dalton replaces him. What? You just said it's clear that he would win the competition, and then 5 or 6 weeks later, he's going to be the starter? Like, come on. It's just not congruent. Thought process is.
They should call the. They should change the name of their show from The Drive to Moving the Goalposts 3 to 7 on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan, because that's all they do. That's what D-Mac does. Is move. The most recent example, by the way. I mean, the obvious differences between quarterbacks and free agency and the draft is they're so obvious. I'm stunned that I have to explain it to him, but. I guess I shouldn't be surprised he came after me yet again. He's been trying to deflect attention away from his latest bizarre moving the goalposts. For the last couple of years, whenever we've been doing the quarterback debate, he's gone all the way back to the 70s to make his case for why you have to take quarterbacks in the first round. He's gone back to the 70s. Now, all of a sudden... 2009 to 2016 doesn't count.
Oh, that doesn't count.
Because all those quarterbacks that failed in the first round, all of a sudden 2009 to 2016 doesn't count. This is a guy who for years has been going back to the 70s to make his case. Now all of a sudden 2009 to 2016 doesn't count. Again, it's a desperate attempt by a desperate man. And Tyler, shame on you. You should know better. All right. Tell me why I'm wrong Wednesday. It rolls on. We got a bunch more to get to next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com.
All right, calm before the storm. We got some snow coming in tonight.
Can't wait.
See what it's like tomorrow morning.
I'm going to go home, bundle up, put mittens on, a coat, and I'm just going to sit on the porch and wait for it to snow so I can shovel.
Seriously, what is the level of accumulation before you go out and do your first of many shovels?
Probably, well, that depends. Do we have to leave the house?
I didn't think it mattered to you. I thought you
No.
Keep like, a clean driveway
I would wait for it to be about 2 inches before I go.
Oh, okay.
If I was sitting there with a hat and mittens on, a coat, and I'm just watching it, and I would wait for about 2 inches to accumulate. But like if my wife said, "Oh, honey, I've got to run to the grocery store, wait," it could be like a half inch on there. Like, wait, let me shovel. Because I don't want the tracks on there.
Right. Oh, I hate the tracks.
The tracks drive me crazy.
You'd be surprised. I was amazed at how many people text in and goes, "I'm with you guys. I hate the tracks." Nothing worse than tracks.
No, the tracks are awful.
Tracks are the worst. All right. It's a Tell Me Why I'm Wrong Wednesday where we give you a chance to, see if you can come up with a hot take that Mark has no choice but to admit you're not wrong. And so far we've got one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just one. So,
Rockies related.
Yes, it was Rockies related. DeHuff, you have your poise there. You have something to add?
Yeah, guys. It was funny because you guys were talking so much about, last segment about the drive. And my kids have caught on that you guys are living in their heads. You're living in the...
How old are your kids?
My kids are 6 and soon to be 8.
Okay.
And... you guys are living in the drive's heads. And I really realized it the other day when I pick up the kids, I have the fan on in the car, and it's the drive. And my son Jackson, who's almost 8, goes, "Do Stink and Mike work on this show too?" I'm like, excuse me? He's all, every time we're in the car, I hear Stink and Mike talking.
I know. Tyler just texted me.
Yeah.
He said, "Those, you put words in my mouth," which I didn't. Oof. This song like dogs gone. Like, Mount Palumbus. Good job doing. Wait, let's just text him right now.
Okay? Text him right now?
Yeah, watch this. Okay. This is going to be great. I go, it's a true story. He said, no, it's not a true story. It's on like Donkey Kong. Way.
Look at those.
Way oh, you get to those. Do your show prep.
I guarantee you. Guarantee you today when I pick up the kids, it's going to be the same thing. Mark and Mike, blah, blah, blah. Let's react. I was on my bike today listening to Mark and Mike.
Oh, what do you mean, D-Mac? Mount Palumbus. Richie, have you made a new board for the room? Get glitter on it.
Well, shoot, that's good.
Well,
that is good.
We know who's going to be the subject of their show at 3 o'clock.
Hey, now you're going to get into
Welcome to the party, Duff.
The circle of hate.
I don't like Duff. Me angry.
I don't like him either. The other day I filled in on the morning show, and I was so sweaty I came in from riding my bike. I work out all the time now. You guys want tips? Follow me on Twitter. Anyway.
All right.
Good times.
All right. Well, so.
Who knew I could do Mount Palumbus?
Plumbus and D-Mac. That's awesome. That's you just added to your arsenal.
Mount Palumbus. D-Mac. Oh.
He's kind of like Seth Rogen. I love those guys. And they're going to be so mad.
Oh, they're going to be so mad. No.
D-Mac right now. Richie. Pull this segment. We're going to replay it.
Oh, my goodness.
Hold on. I got to get my new glitter and glue gun out. And, I'll get it. Richie's got glue gun burns on his fingers. Takes him a little bit to pull audio. Okay.
How many days would you miss if you had glue gun finger burns?
Probably like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Okay.
Those things are serious.
Dexter says, you guys need to start up a DMAC smear campaign. Tell me why I'm wrong.
I mean, you really need a campaign to do that.
Yeah. We just do it every day because we just like to.
Right.
It's natural. You know? No. Smear campaign stays with Paxton. In fact, we haven't done it yet today.
No, we haven't.
How do you want to do this? We need to extend the streak. How do we want to do this? I'm thinking here. You know who's never smeared Paxton? Is Tyler Palumbus. You know, maybe we should have Tyler Palumbus smear Paxton. What do you think? Think we can get Tyler in on that? Can we get Tyler Palumbus in on smearing Paxton Lynch?
Sorry. I was prepping for the show listening to you guys. Me no right good. Good one, D-Mac.
I never knew your Tyler is spot on.
Yeah.
The laugh.
You.
That's so stupid. That's so bad. And when if Tyler's listening to this right now, he's not laughing. He's kind of chuckling.
Yeah.
He's
like, me no sound like that.
Oh, my God.
I shouldn't make fun of Tyler. He's gigantic, and he's still strong.
He is gigantic.
You guys laugh any harder, you're going to crack a rib. Well, one of us already has. Hey-o!
Hey-o!
That text comes in from Dick in Lakewood.
All right. That was fun. Oh. The Huff Buckle Inn, you are going to be...
Richie thinks it's funny. He's texting me.
Yeah.
Tyler doesn't know how to use a phone because he's kind of a Neanderthal.
Glue gun burns.
Glue gun burns.
All right. We've officially lost control here. We'll see if we can get this back on track. We'll do that coming up next. All right. Let's see if we can get some more Tell Me Why I'm Wrongs here. We got to get a couple more in. We only got one. All right, here's a challenge.
That's pretty
challenge. Here's a challenge from Ryan in Missouri.
You go Missouri or do you go to Missouri?
Missouri. Now I go, the locals call it Missouri. It's like Missouri. It's like the great Irv Brown always called Colorado, Colorado.
Colorado?
And I was like, wow, that's cool. See, I can't say that. I haven't earned the right to, I've been here 20 plus years, but I haven't earned the right to say Colorado.
Colorado.
And then he took a sledgehammer. Colorado.
Yeah.
Missouri.
Missouri.
Anyway, Ryan in Missouri. Mark, please. Locke would beat out Dalton now as currently constructed or any time. Locke's ceiling is miles above Dalton's. You are so funny. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Well, You're asking me to tell you why you're wrong,
and please do because we're getting a ton of Dalton is washed up, Dalton is boring, Dalton with a bunch of Z's. Yet you're saying that Dalton would be your starting quarterback here, no ifs, ands, or buts.
You don't think Dalton is a more accomplished, better quarterback right now, as they currently are, than Drew Locke?
Yes.
Who was the worst-rated quarterback in football last year.
Okay, but Mark, understand the only reason we're having this discussion about the idea of bringing in a Dalton or bringing in a Fitzmagic or even an Alex Smith is with the idea that we still think Locke can be the guy, but we want to make sure we have a safety net in case he doesn't make a jump. And if he does and he beats out that guy, then that guy settles into the veteran mentor role. This whole exercise is based on the idea that Locke is going to make some sort of improvement. It has to be. Otherwise, why bother?
Mike, if Locke makes a market improvement, he's still not as good as Andy Dalton.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Huh. Why are you so, I mean, I like Dalton. I think he gets a raw deal, but you are not really bullish on him.
No,
why? Tell me why.
Okay, wait. I am not saying that Dalton doesn't have a higher ceiling. Athletically, of course he does. Of course he does. You know who else he has a higher ceiling than athletically? Tom Brady. Way higher ceiling than Tom Brady. Athletically? Come on, athletically he's got a higher ceiling than Patrick Mahomes. You have to be able to separate great athleticism from great football. We have a real hard time doing that here. Well, Jerry Jeudy, I mean, his feet. Yeah, unfortunately, they're attached to his wrists.
Oh, God. Oh, wow.
So, okay. You know, until he fixes that issue, I don't care how good his feet are. Separate athleticism and athletic talent from football ability. And you cannot tell me from a processing standpoint, from an understanding standpoint, from a knowledge of football standpoint, that Andy Dalton isn't head and shoulders above Drew Locke. Of course he is. And listen, that's part of what Drew Locke played in college, where he is, all the different coordinators, all those things. I'm not saying that athletically he doesn't have a higher ceiling and that he couldn't someday be better, but as we are currently constructed right now, And this is not, hey, Andy Dalton's my long-term solution. Andy Dalton's a very short-term solution while you're trying to build your roster and figure out what the solution is if you can't get Watson or if you're unwilling to pay an exorbitant price for Watson.
Sounds like you've given up on the
idea that, that Drew Lock can really improve as a quarterback. I'm not talking about the athletic stuff.
No. I think that Drew Lock would be served, would be better served sitting behind a guy and watching a guy prepare and be a professional, something that he has never had the opportunity to do because this organization refused to pay a backup quarterback.
But you only do that if you're absolutely convinced that Locke will come out of all that and be your guy. Because otherwise, what's the point? What's the point in bringing in Andy Dalton to, give Locke a year to see how it's done if you're not absolutely convinced Locke is going to then take what he's learned and run with it? You might as well just cut the cord and
start
all over.
Well, listen, you're not absolutely convinced about anything. I mean, what you're doing is looking at the information that was presented to you, Mike. If the information presented to you was, here's a guy that has never had consistency at any time in his career. He's never operated the same offensive system twice. In college, he was never given the responsibility and knowledge of protections and basically how defensive fronts tie to coverages and all those things. He's never been really given the opportunity to learn the game.
But this is his third year. He can't sit and learn. He needs to play and learn. At this point, he needs to play and hopefully learn. You got to find out. You can't just put this on pause for another year and just say, hey, sit and learn and we'll see where you're at in 2022.
If you're building a roster and you are legitimately understand that your roster is not in a position to compete in your own division right now, and your quarterback is in a position to compete in your own division right now, I don't know what the right answer is with Drew Lock. I really don't. And you know, maybe he'll shine. Maybe this will be a great motivator for him and all those different things. But I believe you got to bring in at the very least, if you can't go get Deshaun Watson, right? If that's not in the cards for you, then you have to bring somebody in to.
Yes, because you need to, you can't just flush next season down the toilet before it's even begun. You have to go in with the idea, look, we think Drew Lock can make the leap. We think he can.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't in good conscience just push all our chips in the middle on Lock. We have to back it up. We have to have a safety net. That's where the whole Dalton, Fitzmagic, whatever, whoever you want to put in that discussion, that's where that person comes in. But if Lock can't beat him out, well, then you've learned all you need to learn. And now you've got that veteran who has beaten out Lock. Now you haven't flushed next season down the toilet. You're at least giving yourself a chance to compete and win while you build up your roster. And then a year from now, we start this whole exercise all over again, and we're looking at the whole quarterback scenario with a clean slate. I mean, that's what this is all about.
Aren't we saying the same thing? Aren't we saying the same thing? Like, I just don't think.
Well, you're talking more about the idea of going into this with the idea that this is the plan, that Locke is going to sit and watch and learn. That can't be the plan for me. I mean, it's got to be with the idea that we expect Locke to beat out this guy, but in case he can't, this is our safety net.
The reason he's going to sit and learn is because I don't think he can beat out whoever you bring in. I don't think he's beating out Fitzmagic, or I don't think he's beating out Dalton.
Well, then if that happens, then to me, we've learned all we need to know. Locke can't be the guy, won't be the guy, will never be the guy. And after this year, we start over.
Regardless, maybe you're out of the playoff mix and then Locke comes in after 8 weeks or 9 weeks of backing up Dalton and comes in and really shows that he's got, that he has matured. I don't know what the right answer is. But I know this. I know the roster needs to be better to compete in this division.
And that we do agree on. Okay. You are not wrong.
Correct.
Long. Whew, I don't even know if we answered
it. Did we end up answering it? Was the guy right or wrong?
No, he was wrong.
Ryan in Missouri was wrong?
Yeah. You're wrong,
right? All right. We only got one. We only got one.
Feels good.
Mark's gonna strut out of here. Yeah, they only got one on.
Then you'll put my snowsuit on.
And wait for it to start snowing. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Millennial Ben, Scott Tuhuff. Have a great day, everybody. We got, we got Sandy and the Big O. Then we got, Stokely and Zach. And then we have Moving the Goalposts from 3 to 7, our new show, here on, Denver Sports Station, Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.